As we previously mentioned here on WFIR, Roanoke's historic landmark at Jefferson and Campbell has been transformed into a music venue and hotel. In the aftermath of the Exchange Music Hall's New Year's Eve debut, featuring Grace Potter and Holy Roller, Sam Calhoun, Chief Operating Officer of Across the Way Productions, called the concert a success and expressed gratitude for the turnout.
It was incredible to see people engage with the new chapter of this building. You know, this building is 113 years old, and so many in this area have such a connection to this building. And to have them all come back, a lot of them come back, right, to see it alive again in its brand new form was exceptional for us to see.
With any venue debut comes the question of improvement. Calhoun says his team has been taking feedback on everything from crowded spaces and long restroom lines to the bar service process.
We have four bars, and we need to do a better job about messaging about where those bars are located. If one bar has a line, we can move you to another one. Probably look at our drink menu and speed up that service. It's like trying to figure out what we can serve faster and quicker so people can get that and get back to the show.
What's next for the Exchange Music Hall? Calhoun says the venue will go dark for about 3 months to make improvements. An updated events calendar, including concerts, private events, galas, and more, will be released after the downtime. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.